This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, finding the art in clandestine government operations. But first, the last 3 days on Wall Street have been, dare we even say it, positive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 20%, making it the biggest three-day gain since November, and it was up at the open this morning. This recent surge has prompted some speculation that the stock market has hit bottom and is now starting to recover. Henry Blodgett, CEO of BusinessInsider.com, is here with us to say whether or not, well, is that true? Really? Come on.
Well, it certainly has turned around the sentiment. And what you find always is that the reason rallies like this are called suckers rallies is because they not only change people's outlook on the world, but they get everybody on TV saying, hey, that was the bottom. You got to get in. You can't afford to miss it. And they gradually lure you in. And hopefully that was actually the bottom. And we are now going to proceed higher. But I think a lot of people would greet that idea with skepticism.
Right. Because really, looking at the fundamentals, I was reading an article in Business Week earlier this morning saying there are only about five companies now with AAA ratings.
The stock market usually rallies well in advance of an actual turn in the economy. So some people are seeing it. They stop selling or they start buying. And gradually over the course of 3 to 6 months, everyone comes to the conclusion that, in fact, we've reached the turn. And most economists will say that we're in a period where it's going to take years to work our way out of this issue. So I think the likelihood that this is a real recovery and we're just off to the races is low, but it's certainly a pleasant change.
Mm. Okay, let's look at policy and what's going on in Washington. President Obama is meeting today with economic advisor and former Fed chair Paul Volcker about whether or not the stimulus package is having the desired effect. And meanwhile, the president is having some trouble filling vacancies at the Treasury Department. What do you make of the tenure of Tim Geithner, who's now the Treasury chief? And what do you make of what he's done so far and how he's acted?
I think, unfortunately, so far it's been a disaster. And basically, if you step back and ask what you would hope for from a Treasury secretary at this point would be someone who would come in, immediately persuade everybody that he knew exactly what he was doing, possibly wrong, but never in doubt, and I'm going to get you out of this crisis. And unfortunately, Tim Geithner came in, and he had the big build-up to his banking fix speech, and basically what he said was, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to think about it for a while, and maybe I'm going to do something that sounds an awful lot like what the last administration did, and we all know how that ended. I think that Tim Geithner formed his view of this crisis 6 months ago when he was at the New York Fed and he was talking to Wall Street all the time and he got their view of the world. And I think that what he's missing is that this is not so much a liquidity crisis as a credit crisis where the debts are going bad. And so I think his approach to it has been wrong.
Okay, enough about serious policy. Let's talk entertainment. But actually, entertainment that had a very serious edge last night, Jon Stewart, Jim Cramer, SmackDown on The Daily Show.
You know, look, we're both snake oil salesmen to a certain extent.
I'm not disagreeing.
But we do label the show as snake oil here.
Did you watch it? What did you think of that?
I thought, as you say, I think Jim Cramer got smacked down. And I have been a critic of Jim Cramer in the past. But in my mind, what Jim should be saying is, look, you are crazy to even try to play the game against Wall Street. There is a small percentage of experts who will beat the market, but it is a tiny percentage. So buy low-cost index funds, which is probably what all they should be doing anyway. But anyway, it was a very entertaining SmackDown, as you mentioned.
It was entertaining, but it also brought up a really interesting point, and that is, where is the financial press in terms of its culpability in this financial mess? I mean, did they have the insight many, many months ago to actually prevent some of this from happening?
That was one part of it that I actually disagreed with Jon Stewart, which is that he seemed to be saying, look, you folks at CNBC knew that all the banks were going to fail. And to say that the media had to spot this economic collapse when 97% of professional money managers and economists and everything else completely missed it is asking an awful lot.
Henry Blodgett, it's always great to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Henry Blodgett is CEO of BusinessInsider.com.